When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, baseball family. There will not be current events today because we have our wish lists for Baseball Santa right now.
Nine Plus Us presents the Baseball Together podcast with your hosts, Blackjack Brad and Kansas City Little Big Briggy Blue Eyes. And now, Baseball Together.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Baseball Together podcast, baseball family. I'm Brig, and as per the mostest usualists, I got the Bradmaster. He's right here. Ooh. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing well. I feel like a little bit naked not having like a fake backdrop because I wanted to wear my special baseball Christmas shirt, and I wanted to wear my Christmassy Copa hat as well. So
nailed it, bro. You're looking super fly.
Thank you, but nothing looks as good as your Santa hat.
Thanks, bro. It's homemade.
I love that hat so much. I'm so jelly.
I do too. I love it. Did I show you this? It's silk lined.
Yeah, you've shown me that. It's amazing.
It's paisley, brown paisley silk lined. Maybe I'll show the rooters. If you want to know what the rooters are, that is the special name that we give to those who subscribe to our Patreon, who are our supporters on Patreon. There are five tiers of support, $1. $5, $10, $15, and a whopping $500 support tier. And for $500 a month, we're pulling out literally every stop. Okay. There are no stops in the 500 tier. Go in there, check it out, patreon.com, search for Baseball Together. That's how you can support us if you like what we're doing. And you'll get to be a rooter, and I will show you in the bullpen cut, which is the unedited version of the show. I'll show you what's inside my Santa hat. All right. This week, we are going to talk about all of the things that we want if we ask Santa for changes in baseball. Things we'd like to see, hopes and dreams we have for future seasons. Anything that has to do with baseball that we are asking for, we have our lists compiled and we have prepared them. So we're excited to bring them up. Brad, how many do you have?
I have, let's see here. One, two, three. I have five.
Okay. I have five. I could do a six, but I can keep it to five if we want.
You can do it. How about this? You lead us off, and then you can get to your sixth.
Okay. All right. All right. Baseball family, I'm very excited.
Hold on. Before you do that, though, we have to run the quick. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is. There's Baseball Santa with his baseball bat.
Yep.
And is that a new era cap? I'll bet that's a new era cap.
I bet that's a new era cap.
Yeah, you're right. All right, baseball family. The first thing I want to see, this is a holdover from lists past because I still haven't received it. Okay, so I don't know why I keep getting let down by Santa Claus, but I'm really excited to ask for it again because it's my favorite thing. I want two expansion teams. That's what I want. And not only do I want two expansion teams, but because I have yet to receive this, I have now bulked up this ask. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have added to it. Not only do I want two expansion teams, but I want a total division realignment to go with it. And I want them to break up the central divisions. And I want them to, but keep the rivalries, don't screw that up, but break up the central divisions, spread the talent out a little bit more, and do a realignment. They're already leaning that way with the rumored or the implied tear down of the National League and the American League and going to a total interleague system. So I think this will support that if that's what we see ever, but that's what I want. That's my number one.
I love that. Is that like your pony? Like, Santa, I want a pony, like your long shot.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It's not going to happen this season, but I'm still asking for it.
Yeah. Well, what they could do, though, is they could announce, like, they could say, I don't know, because you can't really put a time frame on it because I don't think they know when the expansion teams are going to get here.
Correct.
But if they did, they could say we're expanding this year,
right?
And this is what we're going to do with the league. And I don't know if they can't announce that ahead of time because then it shuts everything down as it's currently put together.
Right.
Or if they could just be like, this is what we're doing and this is when it starts. So prepare yourselves. Right. I don't know.
And I think that's what I asked for last year when I said I want two expansion teams. I said, just announce it. Just tell me that it's coming and when. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I like All right, Brad. So if we're leading off with ponies, I'm going to lead off with my pony.
Okay.
All right. My pony is Shohei Ohtani to the Mariners. Ugh. I want baseball Santa and the baseball gods to make this happen because I think it's going to take all of them collectively
to make this happen
based on everything that I've seen the last couple of days.
You might need to call Easter Bunny.
You might need to get the baseball Easter Bunny in on this. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because this is the issue that I have is that a lot of people are like, especially Mariners fans, like the ownership is too cheap. They're not going to want to pay for Shohei Ohtani. And that's kind of what I've seen the last couple of days. And I don't know, like we said, this previously recorded episode, he may be with a team by now, but I doubt it.
I don't know.
You probably not. Yeah. He's probably going to wait and take his sweet time, get into a team. But like we've talked about it before, but how he pays for himself, the revenue that he generates will pay for his contract.
Oh yeah.
No matter what it is, especially in Seattle.
Oh yeah. I agree.
So that's my pony ask, my big ask of baseball Santa.
That's a good one. Okay. I'm going to skip down on my list.
I forgot to do baseball Santa on mine. I'm going to do it on yours again, Brick. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. I want them to completely get rid of the Manfred man.
Yes. Like
all the way around.
Did I include that on mine? I had it on one of my lists. I couldn't remember if I put it on mine. No.
I don't care. I agree. Not just in the playoffs, not just in the World Series, not just whatever. Nope, just done. And I don't want to see the Ghost Runner in extras by 13. Like, if we're going to have to do it, that's the way to do it. I got it.
Exactly.
But I still don't want to see it.
Right. Yeah. It's a Little League rule. Keep it to the Little Leagues. if you have to have it, start in the 12th or 13th inning. Don't start in the 10th.
I agree.
Yep, 100% agree with you on that one.
Okay.
Okay, my next one is going to be I want Major League Baseball to announce that the automated strike zone will come to Major League Baseball in 2024.
Okay,
so that's my sick. Is it? Sick and tired of inconsistent umpires. And at the very least, like you had the caveat with the Manfred man, at the very least, a challenge system with balls and strikes, because that can be super fast. If they have a challenge system that takes 2 seconds in tennis and in soccer, you can implement a similar system in baseball and take care of blown calls late in playoff games. Because umpires should not have as big of an impact on the game as they do. And I know people, well, the human element is what makes the game so great. No, I'm sorry. The human element sometimes ruins games.
Yeah, and there's human element still going to be there. They're still going to call out things. Like, that's not – they'll make rulings on the field in other ways.
Well, the thing too, though, is that, like, you're trying to eliminate the human element already to some degree because of the challenge system that's in place. With plays on the plays at bases and foul and fair and stuff like that, like everything that they have in place is eliminating some degree of the human element because they understand,
all that
they understand that has such an impact on the game that you've got to eliminate or limit it as much as you can. And this is another way you can limit it as much as you can. And if you've got to sacrifice somewhere else with the challenge system, that's fine. But this is the most important aspect of the game that needs to be taken care of, needs to be cleaned up.
Okay, I thought you were going to say the same thing I was going to say for my sixth one, but you took it in a little bit of a different direction because I want to see the automated ball strike zone. I want to see a challenge system, but I also want to see the challenge system improved. I don't want them to have to go to New York. I want there to be an additional umpire on the ground in the ballpark. His whole job or her whole job is to stand there and review plays. That's all they do. And they're on the crew. And they all walk over and they say, what do you think? You and the crew chief, you're the final say. Here's what I think. Crew chief makes the call. Over. Get it done. Don't go to broadcast booth in New York. Don't do any of that. Just somebody's there.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with you. I think that would be an outstanding way to do it. And that's something we've talked about too. You need to have a fifth person on the crew who is the replay official. And they can rotate that through as well.
Totally. Right? Just like they do everybody else.
You can just have a five-man crew, and one day somebody's on the review job, and then the next day they're behind the plate. The next day they're on behind or out at first base, you know.
Yep.
Include them as part of the crew. Don't have them specialize in that. Have them all be able to do it and do it well.
Yep. And so that's my piggyback on the automated ball strike is to have the fifth umpire there and make them do all of it, not just balls and strikes.
100% agree with you on that. Love it.
Thank you.
All right. You're up.
Okay. I want the Yankees to issue number 13 to somebody else, and I want that player to be a no-doubt bona fide superstar. I don't want to hear from A-Rod ever again about whining and complaining that they didn't retire his number. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I need it to go to somebody else who won't cheat and will be fabulous and stays in New York for a long time, helps bring a world championship, all that stuff, and just get the monkey off our back. That's what I want.
I think that's great. And could you, that would just be so funny to just have your top prospects come in and give them all number 13 until somebody really does pan out.
That's like, what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if they had given 13 to Volpe, I'd have loved it. I'd have loved it. And if he moves to third base sometime in his career, even better. Even better. You know what I mean?
Like, he's so good.
Like if it, that's what I want. That's exactly, oh, I need it so bad.
That would be so, so funny. Oh my gosh, that would just be amazing. I love that one so much.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to stick with jerseys for a minute, though.
Okay.
So I want a return to league-wide Little League Weekend jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
When they did it across the entire league, it was awesome with everybody's nicknames on the back. That was a ton of fun. And I thought it was the fact that they went away from it this last year is a huge missed marketing opportunity. And that's kind of the other thing that I want too, is that I want an increase in marketing for the Little League Classic to go along with this so that we can anticipate it. So we can be like, yes, it's coming up. And for those of, like, for me, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the Little League World Series this year just because I had other things going on. I was paying more attention to other stuff. And so, can you hear Stella?
No.
Okay, just making sure. She's pitching a fit. I'm going to mark this real quick. 1:15:50. And for me, somebody who didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the Little League World Series this year just because I had other things going on, I was paying attention to other stuff. I completely forgot about it. But they also didn't really announce it until like a day before.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
It was very short notice for the rest of the world.
Yeah, sure. That was a big thing. That was a really big thing. And I would love for them to make a bigger deal out of it. And this is one way to do it.
Could not agree more with the fun bats and the cool cleats and the whole thing.
And the thing that's cool is that they've let the fun cleats, the cool cleats stick around.
They have. I love that.
A lot of guys had super cool cleats this year. And I love it, but let's maybe let the bats stick around after. Maybe.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah, because I know for a fact Julio Rodriguez has some bats sitting in his locker that are unreal, and I would love to see them in a game.
Oh, yeah. So great. Okay, my next one's uniform related as well.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
Okay. All right. I want the person who led the team, the design team, the executive, whomever made the decision with this new Arizona Diamondbacks uniform rollout, whoever was in charge and had the final say, did not include the purple and teal retro uniform in this new rollout, that person needs to be fired. And I also think that the person, it's got to be the same person, because the all red home caps, awful. Fire this person.
Terrible. You talking about the one with the D snake?
No, or it's the A. It's the A, so, and it's red. And I'm like,
it's got a black visor.
Okay.
Which
still doesn't look good.
I like it. This is the thing. I don't love the teal on the red. It Me doesn't either. Look great.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But that kind of like off-white one is pretty slick. The home.
Yeah,
one.
The off-white one's slick, but the and the black unis are killer.
Yes.
They're so good. But I need a home alternate that is pinstripes, vests, purple and teal with that rose gold.
Go the way of the Marlins.
Why did they not do that? That executive needs to be fired, and I need them to bring that back. Just issue an apology. Just say, oh, sorry. Sorry. We forgot. We rolled out the wrong slideshow. Okay. Our bad. That's what I
You're right. Well, that's the thing that's funny is like people here love those pennies for good reason.
Yeah.
They ought to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely need to bring that back because those are slick. That color scheme was amazing. But yeah, no, the turquoise against the red just feels really weird to me.
And I don't like it at all.
They've kind of been going that way the last couple years.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, like dabbling it a little bit, but they really went like deep with it this year. And I don't love it.
It's too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I have one left. Do you have one left?
I have two left.
Okay. You go.
Okay, my first one is after watching the Diamondbacks, speaking of the Diamondbacks, in the postseason this year, and honestly, I got to watch them a few times in person this year, I want to see an increase in small ball across the league because it makes for really, really fun games to watch. We saw that it has its limitations in the World Series, right? Didn't do well against a team that just crushed homers all the time. But this is the thing. This is the way that I think it can work, is the Diamondbacks' bullpen was a problem for most of the season. That's why they traded for Paul Sewald, because they needed a guy and they needed a lockdown closer. And Sewald, really, really good, but he has his days just like most guys, right? You need to be able to have somebody else. And teams that have a lockdown closer, have a great bullpen, and can solve the pitching side of it, embrace small ball. It'll get you to the World Series. Ball travels. Home runs don't really travel as much because you can't hit home runs in every park as easily. You can play small ball in every single park.
Correct.
You can pitch in every single park.
Yep.
So make yourselves diverse, I guess, available across the board, and embrace small ball. I want to see it across the league.
I agree. That's a great one. I totally agree. All right, my last one. this should have been my pony. Okay.
Let's be honest. Ponies, Brig?
Yeah, I want two friggin' ponies. Okay?
A pony and a chariot to ride
that's
in.
That's right. I want a salary cap and or an improved revenue sharing plan. I need a more even distribution of finances so that we can have a more even distribution of talent. And I want more tightly contested games throughout the season and certainly in the World freaking Series. Okay. I need tightly contested baseball. I need it to be small ball. I need to have the central divisions that don't suck and are perennial like underachievers, like the White Sox right now. Like I can't take it anymore, Brad. And so expand the league. Give me those other things I asked for earlier and put a freaking salary cap in place so we can spread the love. That's what I got.
Baseball family. Briggs not asking for a pony. Briggs asking for a Clydesdale for Christmas.
Yeah. No, I want a mansion in the dang clouds is what I want.
Okay. That's exactly what that is. This is the thing that's funny about that, though, because I've called for that a lot with you, along with you over the years. But I've thought about it even more, I think, over the last 2 years, that baseball is the only sport that does not have a back-to-back, a repeat champion in this century.
Right.
Hasn't happened since the Yankees in 98, 99, 2000, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Baseball doesn't have a salary cap.
Correct.
That's a lot of parity.
It is.
Across the league. It's the league that has the most parity without a salary cap.
Right.
It feels like it shouldn't be that way.
I agree.
But it is. And part of the reason it is that way is because of the minor league system, and teams can develop their talent. They don't have to pay them. And then once they're ready to pay them, they can ship them off somewhere else. And potentially by then, they're past their prime. They're getting overpaid. And we've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting that baseball has worked out that way. And I think if I was going to piggyback on that one with you, I would just say that I want teams to care about their farm systems.
There you go.
Because if everybody cared about their farm system, we'd have a much more even league.
Yeah. And really at the heart of what I want is more tightly contested games and a broader distribution of talent. That's what I want. I think the way to get there might be improved revenue sharing, potential salary cap. That's what I think.
And we could see it with expansion too.
Exactly. You just roll it all up at the same time. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. It's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah. What's your last one?
Like me. My last one, this might be my pony brig. This might be my mansion in the sky. The last thing that I want from baseball Santa is I want a pennant in Seattle. I was like, Brig, going into this season, I was convinced. Absolutely. I had been convincing myself for several years, and I was believing it going into the season. This was going to be the year it was going to happen. But then by like middle of May, I was like, not happening. Actually, no, it was when Robbie Ray went down.
Yeah.
And I was like, not happening.
Yeah, you had me convinced for sure.
I had a lot of people convinced, I think. Go back to our fantasy draft, and I think I had several people on that show convinced that this was going to be the year. I don't know. And at this point, it's like, what happens during the offseason? What kind of moves is the front office going to make this team better? What kind of money are they going to spend? They traded for Luis Urias from the Red Sox. And I was kind of like, okay.
It's kind of a lukewarm situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you wonder what else they're setting up. That's what it makes you
wonder. That's the thing, too. That's the thing that Jewel and I talk about a lot, too, is that it's like everything feels like a domino.
Yeah. Because
that's what it was for a long time. They'd make a move for a guy like this. It's like, okay, so they're going to flip this guy for who? Package him with who to get who? That's what it was for a long time. But like the last year and a half or so, that hasn't been the case. It hasn't been dominoes. Right. Like that's been the move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's the Mariners they promoted somebody. I think he was from John Hollander. They promoted him from being assistant GM to GM. And then Jerry Dipoto got promoted to being the president of baseball operations, I believe was his title now.
Yeah. Something like that.
And since they made that move, things have not been headed in the right direction. That Hollander, I don't think, is necessarily the guy. Dipoto is who needs to be the guy.
He's
Trader
the guy.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Hollander even, like, partway at the trade deadline was like, I did not do a good job putting this team together. And we're like, indeed you did not, sir.
Correct.
So limiting strikeouts going into this next year, and I'm curious what they're going to do that, how they're going to approach that. So,
well, baseball family, we want to know what you think of our picks, our requests. We want to know what you would ask for, and along with the purple and turquoise that needs to be in the Arizona uniform lineup. I think we can all agree that that is a requirement. I don't care who you root for. That's a super duh. But what do you want to see from Baseball Santa? What would you ask for if you could? Drop us a line in the comments. You can slide into our DMs. We're on Instagram, TikTok. Sometimes we hang out on the Twitter machine they now call X. And obviously, we're here on YouTube and anywhere else that you get your podcasts. You can also drop us a line on baseballtogether.com where you can actually you can leave us a voicemail there, which is pretty cool. But baseball family, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review. It helps us a lot when you hit the like button, the subscribe button, and the share button. So don't forget that those are some options, easy options to support the show. If you're listening to this and you dig what we're doing, we're here every week through the off season.
Yep. Except for that one week that we missed because we wanted to take a week off, but hey,
sometimes it happens, man. Life is going, life is all the way going.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll be here. Baseball family, with that, we will catch you next week, and happy Christmas to all.